Dee, thank you. I didn't know all that. What I, my name, see, I followed something that said, what do you do first? You introduce yourself. I'm Nancy Barber. I have benefited greatly from being a happy member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon. I came into the program around 1970. So I have been in the program more than half of my life. At that time, I'd been married 16 years. But going back to the very beginning of going into the program, I remember that the programs were pretty much smoke filled. I smoked then too. And they had refreshments, coffee, and donuts or cookies. And when I went in, I was with a bunch of black belt Al-Anoners. And I was stunned. I listened for a long time before I got around to, oh, you're supposed to do the steps. Are you supposed to get a sponsor? And all this time I was absorbing, you know, what I was hearing, of course. And before I ever even got to Al-Anon, I was reading every self-help book you can find. And I was attending I was going to counseling. I had a lot of issues to have to deal with. And one piece of scripture I always remember, somebody would say, what's your favorite scripture? I would have to say, it's from Galatians about nine attributes that we could have. I think there are things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And wouldn't that be nice if we could all be that way? But I find today the people in meetings are not reporting on how many times they tried to get the alcoholic to stop drinking that week, or how many fights they had, or how angry they got, or most of the time the meetings are run on these attributes. That's what I find in Al-Anon. People's hearts are basically tied to these kinds of attributes in meeting time. you know, life goes on outside of meetings too. So when I first started doing sponsor work, believe me, I had no idea who I was. It takes a lot of energy to put up a front. And I knew how to put up a front. So my loving, accepting encourager as a sponsor listened to all my secrets and all of my defects and made me feel okay. That's pretty amazing. I really did go in there with my piece of paper full of that stuff, and I really did give it to the sponsor. My phone needs to be turned off. It keeps dinging. So I began to change. Another person in my life had already said to me, "You don't know who you are." Didn't that take a lot of courage on that person's part? I mean, really. And then what a shock it was to me to find out I didn't know who I was. So Al-Anon has, every step of the way, has helped me find out who I am. And the person I married, the questions are always, is somebody's drinking bothering you? Well, I could answer yes. And to somebody's drinking bothered me. So I did qualify for the program. But sometimes life is kind of like just what happened to me one day this week. I was in Kroger and I passed a woman in the first aisle that I went down, and she was blocking the aisle with her basket, which had a cute little dachshund in it, cutest little dog. And she was opening a door to get a salad or something. And she said, "I'm sorry, I'm blocking your way." And I said, "Not a problem." Later on in the store, when I was over in the potatoes and the onions, I looked at somebody picking out onions. It was a man. And he had on jeans and a belt around his waist, but his jeans started slipping down. And I began to see the green elastic waist of his briefs. And then I saw more of his fanny. And then the pants kept lowering and I saw his whole fanny. And then I could see daylight between his legs. And I turned around at that point. And there was the lady with the basket and the dog. And I said, I'm patting the dog and I'm saying, "That guy behind me, he's losing his pants." And she said, "That's my son." Life is like that sometimes. A lot of things in life are like that. When I was married, it was always, what is going to happen next? Always. So I just had to go away saying, "Why don't you mind your own business? When are you going to learn?" And life has been a lot like that. That helps you learn things, you know. Another thing I learned about Al-Anon, about life, the person who disturbed me the most is the person that I learned more about myself from. Because the people that disturb me, they bring out my judgmentalism, my criticism, my anger, they just bring it all out, all that stuff that's in there. And so that teaches me about me. And do I want to be that way? No. How do I change that? Well, lots of ways. Al-Anon has the tools. Sometimes I think it's, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot fix." The things I cannot, you know, because I grew up learning how to fix things. And so it says, change things, not people. But when you're a fixer, you start trying to fix people. And that never worked for me. It just caused more trouble. This is a disjointed kind of talk I'm giving here. I wanted to talk about my life. Was kind of like the first 22 years were just, you know, childhood, and first relationships were with family, more relationships with Girl Scouts, school, church, brownies, Girl Scout camp, school, high school. And then I was sent away to school, boarding school. And during the first years of my life, my mother had breast cancer, and that was a, there was a lot of stigma connected with that. You don't tell much about it. You don't talk much about it. So there was that in my family, and I'm an only child. So I never learned to take up for myself. I never learned to fight. I was just this only child. I was always on somebody else's doorstep where there was more fun than there was at my house. So by the time I was 22, I was a poor student, never had good grades through early school, middle school, high school, college. And then I got married right at the end of college, and when I was 22. Then from 22, with 32 years of marriage, which ended after 32 years of marriage, and then 30 some years of being single. So that's my life, these three, birth to 22 to end of the marriage, and into the marriage to now, kind of sections. But all through that is a lot of learning. There's hardly a day that I don't think of some part of Al-Anon, some gratitude list, some higher power connection. That's what Al-Anon has given me. Some gratitude list. I've learned that being right is something I don't ever want to be. That is more problem in being right. Oh my gosh. And then I love this statement from one of our books that says, meditation is not what you think. Isn't that a great one? And I've just learned that recently. I've learned the difference between thinking and not thinking in meditation. Let's see. I think the World Service Office does a wonderful job. Think about the people there who handle all the translations of languages to go out through the world. The employees that have separate, you know, categories of jobs there. The wonderful people that are in Al-Anon, and I think some people are not in Al-Anon too. Well, maybe I've told you enough, except Dee taught me. First of all, Dee's responsible for me ever getting into Al-Anon because she was my friend and she said, come on, go to an Al-Anon meeting. And I thought, okay, I have to do everything to please everybody. So I got to go to Al-Anon to please Dee. And then all of a sudden I was in it up to here. I saw, you know, our slogans. I think there should be one more ad that says, get over it. That ought to be the 14th slogan, get over it. The other day, I went to somebody's jigsaw puzzle and I started fooling with some pieces and she said, oh, those have to stay right there. Those are part of it. And I thought, she's telling me that I can't work this jigsaw puzzle with her. And I walked away and I thought, I'm not going to play anymore with her. And then I thought, get over it. How important is it, you know? Well, life does give us a lot of jigsaw puzzles and we do pick up stuff we're not supposed to pick up. And we see things we're not supposed to see and comment on them. There's so much joy in life and so much laughter and so much getting over it and so much recovery, you know, uncovering, discovering, and recovering. What a wonderful process that is. So thank you for listening to me. And if you have any questions later on, I'll tell you some things that I never thought would happen that did. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.